Good morning. How are you guys? I'm going to throw this thing away in a moment. I'll just speak to you guys. Come into the light. Okay, into the light. There. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I know I can't see you guys at all. No. First of all, I was thinking about when Lewis was saying this morning, bring your thanksgiving to the Lord this morning. And I started thinking for just a moment how thankful I am for my Grace Fellowship family. And it really, it hit me just for a moment. I was thinking, in 1979, I arrived in Sonoma County. And I remember with my family, my parents, we attended Christian Life Center Church. And I'm looking at George and Dawn, and I'm like, oh my goodness, it's so wonderful to have you guys here with us. And they remember me. I was a little guy, okay, running around, with their kid Craig. And so it was interesting for us, you know, for me to come back and see my Grace family, because in 79, I remember coming into Sonoma County. In 81, I graduated Newman, and then I had a series of events in my life that took me down to Gilroy, California, and then returned back to Santa Rosa, where I was basically youth pastoring with Grace Fellowship. And I remember it was in because I left in 93, so it was 1980. Basically being able to be a part of Grace Fellowship. And the thing for me is thinking now, 32 years later, I'm still part of Grace Fellowship. And this family has been amazing for me. I'm not the oldest member. Actually, at this point, I think Ken was part of Grace at that time too as well. And I'm trying to think, Christine, Laura Pissi, yeah, there you are. Okay. Ah, there's Jewel. Okay, sorry, Jewel. I can't see anybody. And so thinking of you guys being there in my initial stages when I left Grace and went out and did mercy ships, and how God led me specifically to Guatemala. What a journey. 32 years, guys, have passed. Did it seem like yesterday? It felt like me, at least. And I look at my skin, I look at my face in the mirror, and I go, no, it's 32 years have passed. But just the thinking about this whole thing, and I'm just excited about how next year will be 30 years that basically I have served in missions between Guatemala and mercy ships and everything, and how Grace has been a big part of helping in that. My wife has been with me for the last 24 in Grace, so it's just wonderful. And so you guys are family. What do we say? Okay, you've been a part of us. You've seen us grow up, try to mature. Okay. And so God has just done so many wonderful things. And so I want to give Becky the microphone first, because otherwise I'm going to take over, and let her share a little bit about what's been happening with us since last November when I arrived last time to share a little bit with you guys. But she hasn't been here last time, so she's got a little bit more to catch up with you guys than me, okay? So I'm going to give her the mic. I'm going to back off, and then I'll share a little bit afterwards, okay? So,
hi, hello. Yeah, it's good to be here. Like Steve said, it's like coming back to not just family, but friends and brothers in Christ. And yeah, you've been a huge part in our lives, supporting us with love and prayer. I mean, a lot of people are jealous. A lot of missionaries at our base are jealous because we get so much love, and because you have allowed Lisa and Phil and some of you to go to Guatemala. They have sensed, they have felt that love, and they have grabbed some of you guys, and you keep communications, and yeah, we're privileged, and thank you. I want to say thank you to you. And this morning, I came to church, sat down in there, and I was feeling like, you know, like when you sit with an old friend, sometimes we just want to complain. You know, like you sit down, oh, you know what happened to me? And I felt like, no, Becky, leave those things aside, your fears, your mess, or whatever you feel or you want from the Lord, put it aside. Why? Because I have to know, I have to be conscious of who I am and what I am for the Lord. So not just I'm a beloved daughter, but I'm responsible to worship him, you know, no matter who I am or what I'm going through. So I just wanted to share that with you. Like I said, Lord, no, I don't want to complain and bore you, because he knows already. So I wanted to put those things aside and just come before you, because I owe you my worship. I have to give you all glory, you know, no matter who I am or what I do or where I am or how I feel. So I just wanted to share that little bit with you. Yes, we are missionaries in Guatemala. You know, you all know that. We've been married for 23 years, right? 23 years and counting. We have three children. You guys know, you've seen them grow too. Jonathan, he's 20. He's going to be 21 now in September. He's a miracle because we had some hardships with him in his teenager years. And I know you guys were praying. Many of you were praying. And God made a miracle. He went to YWAM in Australia. He wanted to go as far. Or maybe we wanted him to go as far as And, yeah, God has changed his heart little by little, and he's now in Texas. It's an interesting story. Because of COVID, he had to leave, and a good friend, an angel, grabbed him and say, come home, and I'll help you go and study. So he's studying to be an engineer, and I praise the Lord because I know it was not because of us. It was God. So he's studying in Texas. He's going to go to Texas Tech. He's been in college. Yeah, yeah, 2 years now. So, yeah, I wanted to share that. It's a victory. And then we have our Joy. She's 19. She went to England for her DTS, and she's now working at home. She's call center. She works in call center at home, so she's starting a new stage in her life. She's been working 3 months, and they really like her, so they want to, you know, they make her a supervisor or things, something like that. But yeah, she's still finding herself out, so this is a new stage, and we're praying for her and see what God has for her. So she's 19, she's home, and we have little Benji. You saw him, he's 10. He's a joy. He dances with a Christian group, a children's Christian group, so that's something that I remember the first time I saw him perform, and in my heart, with, you know, I don't know, that feeling in your heart comes out of your chest. So he also does piano, he does baseball, so we have him busy, and he has us busy. So that's our baby. You know, I'm enjoying the last years before he gets out of home or something. You know, time goes fast, so we're enjoying little one, little Benji. Let's see. I want to share a little bit about one of the ministries I'm very involved in is Generations. You probably have heard of it. We take kids from 4 to, well, supposed to be 14, but now it's kind of 20-ish. They don't want to leave. And we want to disciple them. We want to walk with them all those years. So we gather them. We pick them up in their houses. They live in red zones, which are danger zones. We gather them. There are 60 kids. And once a month, they would like it to be more, but we're like, no, once a month, and we'll get there. We gather them at the base, which is a three-story house. It's not that big, but we make it happen. And then we disciple them. You know, we tell them who God is, what God wants for their lives. You know, what are your dreams? What's your purpose? And, we do inner healing. We do little things like what YWAM does in their schools. And, we walk with them, disciple them when we get opportunities to go to their houses and pray. When we have teams, we bring teams over. We have built houses for some of them. We now are linked with a food bank, which is great because they do sell their things cheaper because they want to keep themselves going. But sometimes they have so much food that they call us, and they now like us. They call us, and two times, they gave us 900 pounds of green beans. And I was like, oh, what do we do with this? And the green beans were from another country. They didn't tell us where, but they were this long. They're kind of a different green bean. So people were like, what is that? I ate them. They taste like green beans, and I am alive. So we gather all these things, and then we just send them to all the families we can. So, this is what we're doing still. I remember... We want to say 6 years, but we've been there almost 8 because Benji was 2 when we started. So we started with a little group of 13 kids, maybe. Like Carlos and Carla's are directors' families, siblings, and some of our neighbors, and we just gathered the kids. And now we have 60 kids, and there's a waiting list. There's a waiting list, and I know you guys have supported many years this ministry and allow us to pick them up and have him there and give him a snack, have a party at the end of the year. And we've been close. I think I talked about her, this family, last time. We've been close to this family. This is a lady. She's my friend. She's in her 60s. And she's the grandmother of these three kids. Their parents, drug addicts. And it's a sad story. The oldest girl, Carmencita, I shared about her before. Her mom was in drugs when she had her. So she had a lot of problems, and grandma's trying to get her to psychologist, psychiatrist. She gets sick often and all that. So we're working with her. She's now 16. And we've been helping the family get through all this hassle, all this, this hard life, because her uncle was living in the house, and he's also in drug addiction. So it brought a lot of turmoil at home. And then we have the other two. She's 11. The boy is 9. And this family, we bring them home often. They stay and they like it. For them, it's Disney to stay in my house. So we've been working with them. And right now, their father just died. He abused his body. It was crazy. They died. So they've been having mixed feelings about his death. But now home is in peace. It's in peace. And, we keep working with them. She's gone to SST twice. We have sent her to SST, and she loves it. She loves, obviously, the attention and the love we have for her and the ministry part of it. And, we're going to be working with the other two, in a personal way, and how as they grow and get healing, because they need a lot of healing. The boy, he burst into anger, and the girl, she has closed in to feelings and all that. So we are walking with them, and I ask you for your prayers for those kids and some of them. Some of these kids live in the red zones, as I mentioned, and they have seen their parents being murdered in front of them and extreme things like that. But we notice a change. Once you bring the kid and you give him love, and with time, many of these kids, we had them when they were 4, and now they're in high school, and you see their change when you just give them love. It sounds difficult, but it's not that difficult. This is a ministry that is growing. We have more staff now in charge of the kids. We do 3 groups by ages. But what we want to do is send them to SST. Like some of you know, it's a camp for 20 days. We do 10 days of teaching and then 10 days of outreach. So they experience what missions is in a way. Although in the ministry, we tell them we love God and we love others. So we teach them in the morning how to love God. And then in the afternoon, it's give to others. So I love it because we take little kids, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, take them to the streets, and we tell them, pray for people. Ask the Holy Spirit to tell you for whom to pray and what to pray. And, many of these kids don't have that kind of exposure, and I wish I would have at that age. And then they don't want to do it. They're afraid. I'm like, okay, let's talk to this person. Hey, we're these people, and we wanna pray for you. Is that okay with you? And then I tell the kid, tell them what you learned this morning. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be just tell them what you learned this morning. So this morning I learned la, 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 and I learned this Bible verse, and can we pray for you? So the kids pray for the person. So this is a way of starting the kids to do missions or to share about the gospel and to love on others. And we have done, one of my favorites was we went to a park and we planted trees. This is a way of worship. This is a way of giving. So we've done many things, go to elders' homes, we've gone to children's homes, anything I can find, so I'm all over the place looking for opportunities so they have, these opportunities for them to serve in different ways. So this is Generations, we do it every month. it's tiring, have them all day, and they have lots of energy, but I know it's a little seed that you're planting in them. And you have been part of that for all these years, probably 8 years now. Yeah, Benji was 2. I remember, again, we started informal. like, hey, let's gather kids and take them places. So now we're trying to count. I'm supposed to know. But Benji was two. I saw pictures, and Benji was two. I'm like, wow, it's 8 years. Anyway, it was not official. But yeah, it's being because of you guys. You put in your seed and your prayers. And yeah, that's the ministry I have in my heart right now. And there's more. And Steve is going to share. Thank you.
You know, as Becky was sharing, this is her passion of the children. And so when her and Carla got together, you guys met Carla last year with her husband, Carlos, when they came to visit, their heart was for the children. And so their goal was, okay, let's get the 414 program going. Let's get children. And the first kids we grabbed were the ones we knew. It wasn't a situation where we went out searching for them. We just with the ones we knew. And we began to invest in those particular children, and we're beginning to see the fruit. As Becky was saying, these kids who came in, the young ones that were there, are now entering high school, and you're beginning to see the fruit of the labor that's going on through that. One particular girl Becky didn't get a chance to mention was a girl whose name was Kimberly. Kimberly, let's see. Lisa, did you guys teach at all? Where's Lisa? I can't see. No, Lisa's not here. She's in the program. Okay. One of our DTS students that had gone through our school last year basically had been one of our generations children who then went through phase one, phase two of our SST program, which Becky talked about. The SST is a 20-day mini DTS, mini discipleship training school, okay? She then attended our discipleship training school. She's just gone through our secondary school of the Bible, and she's on outreach now. When she gets done, she'll be on staff. And her heart is already focused on the next generation of children. She grew up in the program, has gone through the training, everything, and now she wants to give back. That's what this is about, guys. And so I'm so excited to be able to report because of what Becky was sharing, because of the giving, because of what we've seen in prayers, because of things that have been happening, we are now beginning to see the fruit. The fruit's coming. And it's nice to see that. It's like, I don't know how many of you guys are fruit tree growers. You know, you plant your tree, and you got to wait a couple of years, okay? It's like you really want to go right at that tree. I mean, it's like somebody like puts a nice avocado tree. You want to get those avocados, right? But you got to wait. You know, you want an apple tree, you got to wait, okay? And you want those trees to happen like tomorrow because you want to enjoy the fruit. And for us, it's so exciting now to be able to see the fruit of the labor of the kids that we're talking about. Becky talking about Carmen. Marlene and Fernando, these children we've known since they were in diapers and being able to see them, know what they've walked through, and yet continue to disciple. And it's all about multiplication. This is what this is about, guys, is discipleship is about multiplying Jesus in these children and with the hopes and desires that they will multiply Jesus in the next generation. I'll get to that age now. I'm not that old. But I'm getting at an age now where I'm no longer thinking about how many new ministries I want to get started. I'm thinking about how many multipliers I want to create. That's where I'm at right now. I'm loving the fact of grabbing these young guys. One of the things Becky was mentioning was in the generation, we've included a new segment of kids. Right around the corner, after the purchase of the land, and we made it official. We had the land. It's all ours. It's all officially ours. We began that whole process of, okay, now that we've conquered the land, how do we conquer the land? You understand? We begin to look at the areas. And one of the communities that was nearby is an area called Verbena. Verbena is, as Becky mentioned, a red zone, but it's probably one of the most notorious red zones in the area, loaded with gangster kids. And one of the children in that area grew up, became a Christian, and came and attended and did a DTS with us, and now is on staff. His name is Oscar. We all call him Coca, okay? But Oscar has this huge heart to get back into his community and to give back to it. And so he's now extracted 15 children that he brings every week to the YWAM Center, and we do a kids club with them week after week after week. And the fun thing is he said, help me, Steve. I don't know how to do this. All he was doing is just going and visiting the children, and that was his heart, just visit the kids. And I said, don't just visit them. Teach them. Train them. Live your life through them. Bring them, okay? And his heart was, okay, let's do it, but I need your help. And so as of March of this year, we brought the children in, and hand in hand, I've been walking with Oscar through the process of how do you raise up these kids? How do you go through this process? And I'm excited with the training process that's going through with him because he's in charge. He's the one in charge. I'm just the one going back. You're doing good. Keep going, buddy. You're doing great. And that this is what God has desired for our generation, is what are we doing to multiplying the next generation? What are we doing? Because what's important is God wants to use the ministries we have and what we've done. That's wonderful. But he also wants to use us to help others raise up new ministries. And many of you guys come with years of experience, years and years of being in Grace or being in some type of program or thing where you've given yourself away to others. And one of the things I've gotten to realize is, you know what? The next generation needs to know this. They need to know and multiply in their hearts personally what they feel God's calling them to do. And that's what's been the process for us. And so the excitement for us this year, as Becky was mentioning, just the Generations program, is this year we launched two schools at the same time. We've never done that before. So we have our discipleship training school going on with our School of the Bible at the same time. And we'll be doing this now, and we'll be launching another program in September, which is Teachers for the Nations, which is a program literally training teachers to use the school curriculums they had to bring the gospel. And so our desire is we'll be bringing that in the end of this year. And in the midst of all of this, in the midst of all of our multiplication and adding and addition and things of excitement of what God's doing, is this new fusion I told you guys about with the Antigua Center. The Antigua Center, where we had our YWAM base for a number of years, they came to us and said, we feel that we're no longer able to carry the day in here. We want you guys to come in and take over. So now we are overseeing two sites, the site in Guatemala City and Antigua. And you're talking about two opposite, like water and oil ministries. And not that they oppose each other, is that you have one that's completely city and the other one that's completely urban. And for the first time, we were actually having to put our minds into double gears, where it's not just the city we're focusing on, but the urban locations up in Antigua. And so the newness of all that's taken place has brought on new ministries, new schools, new things that are happening. Recently, one of our co-workers, Sarah Seung, who is from Korea, who's been working with us for about 5 years, was able to launch her first King's Kids program. King's Kids, for those who know YWAM, is the children's section of what we do with YWAM. And King's Kids basically is an expression usually arts in some form or way to bring children into the sphere of evangelism. And so we were able to launch our first King's Kids in one of the port cities. They came to Antigua and did their first outreach as of about a month ago. Is that right? About that? So all this new stuff, it's all brewing, all these new things. And I can't keep up with this, honestly, guys, okay? There's a level or limit that each one of us has. And this capacity. And so we're saying, God, what do? And God keeps bringing up that word to me. Multiply to the next generation. Multiply to the next generation. They're the ones you're going to have to bear the weight with. You cannot bear this weight alone. You cannot do this. This has never been you, Steve. This is not even your leadership team. You need to begin to share that and multiply that weight of the mission on the next generation. And that's what's been going to happen. And so I'm so excited because after the purchase of the land, we're now envisioning the future and saying, God, how do you want us to continue moving forward? What is your plans? Because I don't want to be the limit. This is what happens sometimes as leaders. You limit God because you say to yourself, I only want this much staff. I only want this many programs because that's what I can handle. And God is constantly pushing the envelope and saying, it's not about you, Steve. It's not about your leadership team. It's not what you think you guys are capable of doing. It's what I'm capable of doing. And so you just keep moving forward, and I'll fill in the gaps. And so that's been the new thing for us is, okay, we'll just keep moving forward, and God, we trust you, we'll fill in the gaps. Why are we creating so much? Because I'm going to fill in the gaps, Steve. Don't worry about it, okay? We're launching a new plan this year. We've just started to take the house that we just purchased, and we're drawing designs for it. Why? Because we want to expand the house up, okay? It's a house, but we're going to turn our house into a center. And so where our garage is, for those of you guys who've been to the house in YWAM, the garage area, we're going to go up 3 floors, okay? And our back area where we had that little sauna room, he called it, a little garden room in the back, we're going to launch that up 3 floors with the hopes that we'll be able to have 26 people housed in the center with a large room for our DTS classrooms and a huge room up above to host 70 people. And so that this is the vision. This is new. This is stuff that, why am I doing this? It's like, because God says it's not about me. It's about the next generation who's going to take that and expand on that. We have 2 houses in the city on our right and our left that are both being rented, and we've been praying over them. God, open up one of those houses. We want one. God, on this side over here, we want that house too. We want to see the whole block if we could have it covered, okay? But the vision has got to keep growing, because the moment I say that's the limit, God will stop there. And that's a shame, because God wants to expand and he wants to keep moving forward. And so for us, it's not about the numbers of people that we have on our staff. It's not about the numbers and good job, Steve. It's not about that. It's what's going to happen when I'm gone? What's going to happen when the next generation's got to step in? Will there be a place for them to grow? Will there be a place for them to expand? Will there be a place for them to move forward? This is now what's happening with us. Steve, it's about multiplying. It's about putting whatever God's put in you, birth that in all these young people that are with you right now, because they are the next generation and they're going to carry that much further the kingdom of God into the areas that we're working with right now. So this has been our vision. This has been our hope. This has been where we've been focusing on this last year. And it's been a ride. Obviously, since January, we've been trying to deal with financial issues with the other center, trying to get their books all up to date and everything. The legal aspects, trying to get them all up to date so that we can do an official merge of the 2 centers of YWAM and Guatemala. And we're going to try to come up with a name. We've talked about various names. We created all kinds of names. And so it will no longer be YWAM Guatemala any longer. It'll be YWAM something. We haven't figured it out yet. It could be YWAM Fusion. I don't know. It's going to be a name, but it's going to incorporate the 2 centers. And then George and Donna know YWAM. And this is an unusual thing, because usually it's 2 different centers doing 2 separate things. But God has spoken to us very clearly that we're supposed to unify the 2 centers together and that we're supposed to create something different. And we don't know what that's supposed to be, but we're going to learn. And so you can pray for us as we're learning, because that's our desire. It was, we want to continue to learn what God's plans are for Guatemala and what he's planning to move forward in the future. So bless you guys. Thank you for all that you guys have been doing for us.